This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And we are in for hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This, Andy, are you hearing like a little static coming on my end? Okay, it just must be on my end then. Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm trying to... Stupid mouse thing. That's messed up. Why is that doing that? Okay, let's come back over here. Does that do it again? Try that again? Nope, ain't working. So, okay, back over here we come. I was going to send a message, just can't do that. The drama of live radio and the fact that it just keeps messing up on me. Now, coming from one of the gun control teens out of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, we have this editorial calling to ban assault rifles, kill FOPA, and create a national gun registry. The SunSentinel.com proclaims, this generation will not be silent ever again. My first question, is that a threat or a promise? And after much self-righteous victim card-waving petulance, five Florida teenagers, only one of which is a Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, Victoria Mejia, get down to the business of civilian disarmament. Although they don't offer the old, I support the Second Amendment, but trope, the following agenda does nothing if not color between the lines established by the Bloomberg-funded enemies of firearms freedom everywhere. If there's one common denominator among the mass shootings that have occurred in recent history, it's been the shooter's deadly weapon of choice. Therefore, it must be banned, and additionally, we believe in the necessity of a national gun registry or database. If critics of this movement want to compare guns to cars, we might as well register them like we do our vehicles and get rid of the Firearm Owners Protection Act of 1968. A federal law preventing this registry from legally happening anywhere in the USA. And putting this registry into effect will streamline background checks and prevent guns from getting into the hands of people who shouldn't have these machines of war in the very first place. People with mental health issues also should not be able to own a gun. And if there were stricter background checks that recognize when people are hospitalized for mental health, then maybe we could prevent these countless mass shootings happening across America. Then, let's ask this question because I know it's been asked before. If ARs are machines of war, why do we equip tens of thousands of police officers with them? And if ARs are good for the police, they're good for protecting us from the police. Or in the case of the Parkland spree killing, they're good enough to protect us when the police stand idly by while a murderous monster inflicts his homicidal fury on, innocent children. Speaking of the entire point of the Second Amendment, a national gun registry database? How great is that? That's as great as when the Weimar Republic, then the Nazi Party, used their national gun owner registry to confiscate firearms from their critics and the Jews as a prelude to murdering them. Wasn't that great when that happened? Wasn't that wonderful? The main thing that those students want to see is meaningful change. not some half-step measure designed to respond to political pressure. We want change in the way the gun control process works, change in the amount of funding schools receive, and change in how things are run in general. There's a major problem in America today, and they will not, they're not going to stop until it gets fixed. And they promise you that if you can't undertake the necessary changes, you can bet that you will be voted out and someone more supportive toward this battle, and our lives will take your place. If a legally armed pro-right, pro-gun rights advocate wrote, "Our lives will take your place," he or she could well be the subject of a gun violence restraining order, facing the immediate and unannounced confiscation of his or her firearms. That prospect would have triggered thunderous cheering amongst the CNN town hall audience, baying like, you know, I don't know, to ban guns. And it's also worth mentioning that arming our school teachers is not a solution. Teachers are there to educate them, not to be soldiers. You can't even imagine how destructive it will be to have more guns circulating in the school system. Why do they even need to tell us that if we add more guns to the school system, that's not the solution? Teachers barely receive enough money to be able to buy basic school supplies to begin with. Ending a sentence with a preposition is something up with which an English teacher should not put. I can only conclude that these students have not received a decent education, although their inability to think rationally is a far more grave concern than a simple grammatical failure. And they went to Tallahassee and they received overwhelming support from a number of legislators and adults, and they thanked them all a thousand times over. But to the countless legislators that disagreed with them and refused to listen to them, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, this is a very reasonable proposal of necessary change. And you should expect nothing less than a wonderful retirement when you're voted out of office in the upcoming election, even though we won't be the ones voting. You may not be the ones who keep your word, but we surely will keep ours, even though we don't vote. Again, with those insults and the threats. The mainstream media simply adores the teens' outpouring of unbridled anger at politicians protecting the Parkland kids, constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms, and the Sun Sentinel polemic is as far removed from Dr. King's letter from a Birmingham jail as a gentle pat on the back is from a slap on the face. The fact that the children's crusade against us is in full swing, that's, you know what, I support them in the fact that they're angry. They have the right to be angry. They're being led down the wrong path, without a doubt. I mean, NRA didn't do it. The politicians did do it. Yeah, they did. They did it. Police did it. FBI did it. There's so many different ways this could have gone, and it didn't go that way at all. So, all right, I don't know why this is doing this, but you know what? Wow, it's right-clicking the whole time. Maybe it's dying. I don't know. Magic Mouse is on apples. They are not. So expect to hear more from the child activists. I do. Despite the fact that it sure would be nice if they would shut up for a little while. I find it simply amazing that we're looking at and they're not all this age. I mean, somebody needs to go look up Logan Paul on YouTube and realize that this is the demographic for him. High school students. And look at the stuff he does, which is including, you know, he went through the Tide Pod Challenge too. And look at them and then you get an idea of what they look up to. It's maddening to consider it, but at the same time, it's sort of clears things up if you realize some of the stuff they do. When I was a senior in high school, my idea of a hot time was to get in my Camaro. I wasn't worried about the latest iPhone because it didn't exist, and all I wanted to do was have a job and a girlfriend. I had both. So, they stay angry? Okay, I get it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Boyd's is the bridge from a gun that is so ergonomically to you to one that is completely ergonomically fitted to you. The shapes, the geometry, all of this stuff has been researched for years. They've tried different things. They've come up with different things. And now Boyd's is fully in place. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right now, the progressives are cranking things up to an 11 on the stupid/psycho scale, which is good for us in the short term. Some of us normals, not me, of course, but maybe sometimes me, I'm not sure. Some of us were growing complacent, and the midterms are coming. And we also need to open our eyes and accept the bitter reality we face. We can't just pretend the truth is not the truth because we wish it were otherwise. The left's dropping of its mask has demonstrated once again the undeniable fact. The left hates you. Give them a listen. Those carefully selected Moppet puppets are there on TV telling normals, we're going to outlive you. When leftists tell you that you're going to die first, you should believe they mean it. They have a track record of making that happen. And then there's the new meme that the NRA is a terrorist organization. So that means that you're a terrorist simply by advocating for your political view. Think about that. Labeling your political opponents as terrorists. That can't end badly, can it? Violence against and suppression of terrorists is okay, isn't it? But when this ploy works with guns, it will happen with the next right the left wants to take from us. So how's that blood on your hands? Sure, you were thousands of miles away in your AR-15 like the 14,999,999 other AR-15s out there. Never shot up a school, but just believing in the Second Amendment makes you a non-human. Those of us who know something about history know that the people leftists regard as non-human also always tend to end up non-living. And they want to have a conversation, all right? It's a conversation about how you're going to be disarmed, disempowered, and at their mercy. Think that's crazy talk? It isn't. They will tell you exactly what they want for you if you give them long enough. The beauty of social media is these creeps just can't hide, help themselves. They can't hide facts. So you just have to have the strength to listen and accept the truth no matter how unpleasant it is. Many of them want you dead. Again, and they'll tell you outright. Others will be satisfied with you just being a serf, unable to participate in your own governance, totally obedient, working hard to fuel the leftist redistribution machine that pays off the Democratic constituency. To the field, flyover drones, grow our kale, drive the trucks carrying our cucumber-infused pale ale. We are to be the silent stagehands in the urban hipster play that is their lives. And understand this, the left doesn't hate the NRA. The NRA stuff is a distraction. Leftists are dumb. They understand the power of the NRA is really the power of millions of normal Americans coming together to defend their right to protect themselves, their families, their communities, and their Constitution, and that's why they fear it. That's why they can't abide it. They want you silenced. And they don't hate guns either. In fact, they fully intend to be the only group left with any guns. That should turn out really good for us. At best, the government that they promise will protect us will make excuses why they can't see red flags waving and why they can't be expected to actually protect us. Leftists have just come out foursquare in favor of police cowardice. Their argument is you don't need guns to protect yourself, and you certainly can't expect a Democrat-run law enforcement agency like the Broward Sheriff's Office to protect you because that would be scary to the poor government worker. And where does that leave you? Can't protect yourself, and in return, no one from the government's going to protect you either. That whole outliving talk looks more and more sinister every day, doesn't it? And at worst, there are 100 million reasons never to be disarmed and at the mercy of leftists. Your life doesn't mean anything to them, just as the lost lives in Chicago doesn't mean anything to them. There are several Parklands a month in the Windy City, but the Democrats who run it don't care. They know where the bad guys are. They know what blocks the bad guys are on. They won't act. Instead, they feign concern over the children because faking outrage will help them do what they really want done. And that's why you've had them arguing that the idea of a cop actually doing his job is crazy. They want you disarmed and disempowered. Not the nuts, not the criminals, not the terrorists, not the illegal alien. You. Why? Because they hate you. Because they hate that you won't submit. They hate that you won't obey. And they hate that you refuse to give up your only means of protecting yourself and preserving your rights. They hate you. So what can you do? You understand and accept the truth, which many allegedly on our side refuse to do because the truth is too harsh and painful. America is divided not between groups with differing political views held in good faith, between normals and a left that hates normals. That's not a very pleasant notion, but to pretend that this is business as usual, that we're just friends with a slight disagreement, or that there's some reasonable compromise to be had, is completely delusional. Ask them. They hate you, and we got to act accordingly. And the first step is the political battle. Midterms are coming. We need to ensure those people do not gain power to undercut our rights. At CPAC, Trump demonstrated that his competitive nature is in full effect. He intends on winning. We need to do the same. Volunteer. Activate. Donate. It's a hassle, I know. Everybody would like a pause in this constant cold warfare, but that's not going to happen. The second step is this cultural battle. They're intent on mobilizing corporations that form the infrastructure of society against us. They don't like that very much. The third step is to create deterrent facts on the ground and, demonstrate your commitment to your rights by joining the NRA, buying guns, ammunition. Tyranny is not out of the question. Aren't they always calling Trump Hitler? Tens, even hundreds of millions of armed American normals provide a deterrent to that kind of insanity that we've seen the left hinting at. So be prepared to, protect the Constitution. And it's ugly. It is ugly to think about it that way. They don't want to fight. They prefer that we give up under a barrage of hectoring from CNN and vicious tweets about how we hate children, which those kind of things didn't exist 20, 30 years ago. So if they didn't exist then, they're of no consequence now. For some of you, this may seem frightening. And unfortunately, that's how it is. With leftists who make no bones about what they think of you, they hate you. You should prepare. You should consider. You should accept the fact that at some point in the near future, you may have to act accordingly. How that turns out is going to be largely up to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Perfectly put. Putting a Boyd's gun stock on the gun sight scout rifle completed the gun. When that gun comes down into the firing position, everything is exactly where it should be. Including with that cheek riser on there, or the comb, as they would call it. That means wherever you mount that optic as it goes forward, with that eye, you got to have one with nice eye relief, you're going to be able to dial in the perfect height for you to line up with that optic. It's a beautiful thing. At One Stock, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This psychosis that we just saw at Parkland, this ended in a bloody massacre, not only because of the stunning incompetence of the sheriff's department. It was the result of leftist insanity working exactly as it was intended to be. School and law enforcement officials knew he was a ticking time bomb. They did nothing because of a deliberate, willful, bragged-about policy to end the school-to-prison pipeline. This is the feature part of this story, too. It's not the bug part. If Cruz had taken out full-page ads in the local newspapers, he could not have demonstrated more clearly that he was a dangerous psychotic. He telegraphed it all the way. He assaulted students. He cussed out teachers. He kicked in classroom doors. He started fistfights through chairs, threatened to kill other students, mutilated small animals, pulled a rifle on his mom, drank gasoline, and cut himself, among a few other red flags. Over and over again, students at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School reported Cruz's terrifying behavior to school administrators, including Kelvin Greenleaf, the security specialist, and Peter Mahmood, head of JROTC. At least three students showed school administrators his near-constant messages threatening to kill them. "I am going to enjoy seeing you down in the grass. I'm going to watch you bleed. I'm going to shoot you dead." Including one that came with a photo of his guns. They warned school authorities that he was bringing weapons to school. They filed written reports. Threatening to kill someone is a felony. And it always has been a felony. I can't do it. I can't get out there and say, "I'm going to kill you." Because that's a felony. So, in addition to locking Cruz away for a while, having a felony record would have prevented him from purchasing a gun, much less 10. All the school had to do was risk Cruz not going to college and depriving Yale University of a Latino class member by reporting a few of his felonies. And there would have been no mass shooting. But young Mr. Cruz was never arrested. He wasn't referred to law enforcement. He wasn't even expelled. He was just moved around from school to school, 6 transfers in 3 years. But he was always sent back to Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in order to mainstream him so he could get a good job someday. The moronic idea behind the school-to-prison pipeline is that the only reason so many black and brown bodies are in prison is because they were disciplined in high school, diminishing their opportunities. So if you end the discipline, problem solved. It's like the Wizard of Oz in reverse. The wizard told the scarecrow, "You don't need your education, you just need a diploma." School-to-prison pipeline idiocy tells students, "You don't need to behave in high school, you just need to leave with no criminal record." Now, there are killjoys out there who will say that removing the consequences of bad behavior only encourages more bad behavior. That's not the view of the learned professionals who took summer courses at Michigan State Educational School. In a stroke of genius, they realize that the only problem criminals have is that people keep lists of their criminal activities. It's a list that prevents them from getting into MIT and designing space stations on Mars, where they will then cure cancer. This primitive Stone Age thinking has made official Broward County policy in a November 2013 agreement titled Collaborative Agreement on School Discipline. Now, the first whereas clause of the agreement states the use of arrests and referrals to the criminal justice system may decrease a student's chance of graduation, entering higher education, joining the military, and getting a job. Get it? It's the arrest. It's not the behavior that led to the arrest that reduces a student's chance at a successful life. And, you know, just look how much the district's refusal to arrest Cruz helped him. Their third whereas clause specifically cites students of color as victims of the old racist policy of treating criminal behavior criminally. So, say in the middle of a drive to cut back on the arrest or expulsion of students of color, how do you suppose the school dealt with a kid named Nicholas Cruz? Could there have been some connection between his Hispanic last name and the school's abject refusal to do anything about his repeated criminal behavior? Just a few months ago, Superintendent of Broward County Public Schools, Robert W. Runsey, was actually bragging about how student arrests had plummeted under his very bold leadership. When he took over in 2011, the district had the highest number of school-related arrests in the state. But today, Broward has one of the lowest rates of arrest in the state by the simple expedient of ignoring criminal behavior. So that, you know, you're not looking at it, you're not doing anything about it. So student arrests have declined by a whopping 78%. It's like a football coach saying, "When I took over this team a year ago, we were last in the league in pass defense. Today, we no longer keep that statistic." When it comes to a spectacular crime, it's usually hard to say how it could have been prevented. But in this case, there's a paper trail. In the pursuit of a demented ideology, specific people agreed not to report, arrest, or prosecute a dangerous student like Nicholas Cruz. These were the parties to the November 5th, 2013 agreement that ensured Cruz would be out on the street with full access to firearms. Robert W. Runcie, superintendent of schools. Peter W. Weinstein, chief judge of the 17th Judicial Circuit. Michael J. Satz. Howard Finkelstein. Scott Israel. Franklin Adderley. Wansley Walters, secretary of the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice. Marsha Ellison. Nicholas, you know, that's it. She was president of the Fort Lauderdale branch of the NAACP. So Nicholas Cruz may be crazy, but that parties to that agreement are equally as crazy. They decided to make high school students their guinea pigs for an experiment based on a noxious ideology. And the blood of 17 people bled out because of that. Students and teachers died because of that. And still his future is ruined anyway. So not only did this policy take away his future, it allowed him to take away the future and or lives of 17 people. This is a really good example of insanity come to fruition. Getting out there and saying, well, you know, we're not going to have any more criminals because we're not going to be looking for criminals. There's no more crime. We've written a law. Yeah. We've written a law and we have failed. I didn't fail, but this happened here now. So we have to fix it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is the culmination of a lot of years of research, a lot of error, a lot of aborted tries. I can't imagine how many aborted gun stocks are out back at Boyd's Gun Stock, the ones that just didn't pass muster. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Over the weekend, David Hogg, who I'm not going to call what I'm thinking, but he said he doesn't blame one of the students. He said he doesn't blame Broward County Sheriff Deputy Scott Peterson for failing to enter Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School to confront the 19-year man killing his friends. His argument, the assailant was armed with an AR-15 rifle and the deputy had a pistol. Hogg said on MSNBC, as you know, and I would defer to him because he must know what he's talking about. He said, who wants to go down the barrel of an AR-15, even with a Glock? And I know that's what these police officers are supposed to do, but they're people too. This prompted a number. This prompted a number of pundits and reporters to follow young Mr. Hogg's lead. This argument has prevailed on Twitter and cable news shows for days. Hogg gave Peterson an excuse and an out rather than holding him accountable for failing to do his duty while kids inside the building were being slaughtered. But the talking point that those wielding handguns are worthless or incapable against an assailant with a semi-automatic rifle is totally and completely devoid of fact. Recent history shows us this. In 2015, Garland, Texas police officer Gregory Stevens, armed with a Glock 21, a 45 ACP Glock 21, took out two ISIS terrorists in Texas when they attempted to murder attendees of a Draw Muhammad cartoon contest. They were armed with AK-47 rifles. Like the AR-15, an AK-47 is a semi-automatic rifle. It is decidedly, shoots a much bigger round, 7.62 by 39. The gunmen that he faced, considered terrorists by the FBI, were armed with assault rifles, and they were wearing body armor, and Stevens stopped them with a handgun. And despite the close-range firefight, Stevens didn't get a scratch. Governor Greg Abbott touted his quick response in a written statement commending his extraordinary courage. Officer Stevens' decisive action prevented two terrorists from carrying out horrific attacks on Texas soil, and our state and nation will forever be indebted to him for his service and his bravery. Last summer, Capitol Hill police officers Crystal Griner and David Bailey engaged a man armed with an SKS 7.62 by 39 millimeter caliber semi-automatic rifle. They were both injured but continued to pursue the man until he was neutralized, and they were armed with handguns. Steve Scalise said, "The first place I want to go to thank true angels along the way starts with the United States Capitol Police. When I was elected majority whip, as you know, the elected leadership has a security detail. And if anybody ever wondered why we were assigned a security detail, I sure found out that day. And let me tell you, I want to specifically mention Crystal Griner and David Bailey. Crystal and David were assigned to my security detail that morning, and day in and day out, they're part of our family. Jennifer and I truly do treat them as part of our family because they are with us everywhere we go." That's what he said during his return to the house after being shot and critically injured. A handgun is not a step down in a gunfight, especially not in this kind of a gunfight. There is a distinct difference between walking into a building with a bunch of unarmed children and their teachers who can't fight back and opening up on them with anything than there is when facing another gun. Another gun is an issue. Clackamas Mall. Nick Melly had a Glock 22, 40 caliber, standard size service gun. He faced an assailant with an AR-15. The AR-15 saw the guy with the other gun. This disrupted what he planned to do. So he went in there and he did his final part of his plan, which was shoot himself. It's never ideal to be in a firefight. Most people should never be in a firefight. However, there are those that are, you know, it's part of their job to be in a firefight. It's one of those things where you see this happening in front of you. You know people are dying in this place. You don't get to sit back and say, "Well, I'm going to wait on backup." You got to go in. You got to go in. In a firefight, each scenario and each situation is different. But it has been proven that a threat can be neutralized with a pistol. Combined with training, a little twist of courage, a sense of duty, and a code of honor, even if the assailant is armed with a rifle. This idea that you cannot face a rifle is, well, it's crazy. And it's ludicrous. And it's, much better than to face him with nothing in your hands. Here's some things I want you to consider about schools, okay? When you're talking, first of all, hardening the target is available today. That could happen today, anywhere. Anywhere they decide to have the will to do it, they can do it. But here's a few things to remember about this. Safety and security are words that we've naively invented and then we foolishly use to describe a non-existent condition. Lethal threats are mostly unpreventable. They're unpredictable. They're inscrutable and spasmodic, but not unforeseeable. Institutional security is basically theater, mostly for the purpose of naive public consumption. And the only real tangible security that has any chance of success is personal security. So, we have a bunch of children that have been indoctrinated by a leftist educational system with the dogma that any use of force by anyone under any circumstances is always wrong. So, self-defense is unjust. You can run away, but you can never fight. And forceful resistance to evil is bad enough, but effective fighting is unthinkable. And yet we see this reflexively, you know, the choosing to surrender is a response when evil comes a-calling. That's a recipe for dying. So we need to stop wasting a bunch of time about nonsense like this. We need to herd, you know, there's a lot of nonsense out there going around, like herding all even suspected mental illness into gulags, or kicking in the door of every American household and confiscating guns, or assigning a contingent of National Guardsmen to every school. I've heard all of that. I've heard all of that. And all of these are non-starters. None of these are going to work. You can't do any of this. Not in a free country. So, you know, we're hearing a bunch of liberal commentators coming out and saying a bunch of things and, you know, foolish things like a handgun can't face a rifle. Don't listen to that stuff. That's a bunch of nonsense. Absolute nonsense. So let me leave you with these words from James Berg. No kingdom can be secured otherwise than by arming the people. The possession of arms is the distinction between a free man and a slave. Think of all of these victims of all of these mass shootings where they've been cowering or waiting for their turn. Security is personal. Make it so. Coming up on the third hour, we're going to be joined by Zach Campbell from AR-500 Armor, the world according to AR-500 Armor. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.